Cradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation. Hi, I'm Sarah and you're listening to Cradio. Today I'm joined by Anne Sherston from Rachel's Vineyard in Tasmania. Anne, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad to be here.
First of all, could you tell me a bit about what Rachel's Vineyard is and how you got involved?
Okay, well, Rachel's Vineyard is a weekend retreat for anybody who's been affected by abortion in their lives. And the retreat was actually written by Dr. Teresa Burke, who's a psychologist in the United States. And she came about doing this because she used to work with a group of women in group therapy who had eating disorders. And then eventually their abortion stories started coming out and she realised how important that was to deal with as well. So that eventuated all, you know, from that. How did I get involved? Well, that's through my own personal experience of abortion. And I attended my first retreat in 2004 in Sydney. And I came to realise then that, you know, it couldn't just be me. And so there'd have to be, you know, hundreds of people out there that would be affected by abortion. And so I brought it back to Tasmania probably about a month or so after my retreat in Sydney and spoke to our Archbishop here at the time, Archbishop Adrian Doyle. And he was a great support and it just eventuated from there. Then, you know, getting the right people for the team. And we had our first retreat in May 2005.
Abortion seems to be very much a politicised issue. Mm-hmm. It's something that's constantly in the public sphere and it's always being spoken about, but the experience itself or the reality of abortion is something that doesn't seem to be addressed. Is that something that you would agree with?
Oh, without a doubt. It's definitely not addressed. And although some people I think might touch on it, they really don't know the real effect abortion has on people, on women in particular. And we've just had that here in the last 12 months in Tasmania with the Reproductive Health Bill trying to be introduced. And that's been debated for the last almost 12 months probably. And really all the politicians were interested in is the wording, to get the wording correct. So, yeah, definitely. There's definitely an injustice there towards women and the fact, yes, what it's doing to them.
Just on that, so you mentioned the reproductive rights laws that have come through in Tasmania, and so no one will be allowed within, I think it's a 200-metre radius.
It's 150-metre, I think it is. No one's allowed to protest outside an abortion clinic within 150 metres, that's correct.
So would that include, for instance, I know here in Sydney we have groups who, they're not necessarily protesting, they are protesting in a sense, but more they're a prayerful presence, and they might just be there to provide counselling or to talk about other options, which may not be something that women will have access to immediately. I mean, do you think we're doing women a great injustice in this respect?
Well, because I hear so many stories from women and you know, their abortion experiences, a woman and a young teenage girl even would be traumatised enough as it is walking into those places. And I think it could do her more harm. I know we're trying to protect the baby, but in that process, we're also damaging the woman even more. I think it's really important for us to educate society a lot more. So women that do find themselves, and teenage girls that do find themselves with an unexpected pregnancy, know where to go for help and support. So there wouldn't be that need. I personally don't agree with it because, yes, it can just cause more psychological damage to the woman, to the female. So, yeah. And, yes, I think these abortion clinics really need proper counselling in their clinics when the girl comes to make that appointment. So the girl is totally aware of all the problems that can occur afterwards, not just the physical problems, but the psychological problems as well.
And at the moment, you would say that a lot of the girls that are going to have abortions just aren't aware.
I could be almost 100% positive on that, because the women and girls that we get on our retreats, they have absolutely no idea. And the so-called counselling that they get when they make their appointment for the abortion is, you know, the sort of question like, are you sure this is what you want? Those sort of simple, basic type questions, they don't delve into what can actually happen to them.
Now, I've heard it said on a number of occasions that, you know, abortion is often, it's provided as a solution to a whole range of psychosocial problems. But as far as it goes, I mean, most of the research only shows that it does more harm than good. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women are suffering as a result. But I have seen many cases where there are women out there saying, I don't regret my abortion, or I had, even I've heard it said, I wish I had an abortion. Do you actually think that a woman can go through that experience and come out the better for it, or can not be negatively impacted by that experience?
Well, just from my experience of women who do approach abortion that way, is that they really haven't looked at how abortion has affected their lives and how it's built into their lives, really, because they're just in that one mindset. We have people that haven't thought of it before until afterwards, and they, you know, the side effects, like they have eating disorders, substance abuse, even relationship problems, and people who, they're basically denying what their problems are, like that link between what their issue is now and how it links into the abortion.
So the women that you work with, the women that decide to come to Rachel's Vineyard, what has been the collective experience?
It's just been a huge amount of grief and regret. And when I say grief, it's not just crying. People are doubled over in pain from that experience, from their grief. And, you know, it is just absolutely, it just brings tears to our eyes, let alone, you know, what it's doing to them. And, you know, I've heard, and I've not just in Tasmania, but I've actually started retreats in different states in Australia and in New Zealand, Singapore and Penang. And the stories I've heard, some of the stories I've heard, are just absolutely horrendous. And if only I could share those stories, but due to confidentiality, obviously I can't, you know, it would open people's eyes to what abortion can actually do to people. And that's including men. You know, I remember one man overseas who actually was suffering from clinical depression because of his girlfriend's abortion of his child. You know, it is really sad to see in men just as much as it is in women.
I think the statistics in Australia is that currently about one in three women will experience an abortion at some time in their lives. So there's... Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of suffering, and it's not necessarily spoken about. There's a lot of silent suffering, and I've heard it said that women who've been through an abortion often feel like there's nowhere they can turn because it's so heavily politicized an issue. They feel, you know, there's a pro-life crowd, they don't feel comfortable going to them because they don't want to be judged. And then there's those who are pro-abortion and they don't want to face the fact that women are suffering as a result.
And that's what sort of gets to me as well. You know, our government is trying to make it normal, in inverted commas, to have an abortion, but people are still too afraid to come forward and say, okay, well, I've had an abortion, this is what's happening to me. And I think for me here in Tasmania, I try and get out to schools, I try and get out to as many church groups or any groups that would welcome me in discussing the topic, because I think it's really important to educate society and certainly our teenagers, so they don't go down that path. And, you know, if it does happen, this is the support. You know, if they do have, find themselves with an unexpected pregnancy, there is support out there. So even if you don't have immediate support, maybe in family or friends, there are organisations out there that will help you.
We may know people who, they may be good friends of ours, they may be in our families, and we may know that they've been through an abortion, but it's just, it's never spoken about. It's quite taboo and it's sort of, I suppose, buried. I mean, how do we broach that? Because obviously there's a lot of healing that would need to happen there. How do we reach out to those people?
Right, yeah, and I'm a counsellor as well with pregnancy counselling and support, and we often have this discussion. How do we ask a client, have you had an abortion? Well, you don't have to actually ask them, have you had an abortion? You can actually ask them in a really gentle way, have you had any pregnancy losses? Because there's going to be side effects there if they're breaking down in tears for no reason. If you feel that they've got suicidal tendencies, you know, you need to ask the hard questions, but in a really gentle, sensitive way. So, that's my only advice to people. If they really think that somebody is in some sort of risk, they need to ask that question and then get them the help they need. Go with them to their GP, go with them to a counsellor, even if you have to sit outside the room, but at least you've got them there and they're getting the help that they need.
And obviously you believe so much in Rachel's Vineyard that you now work for them, and so you're dedicating your time to this. So obviously there is healing to be sought, there is help.
Sure, yes. Yep. And I also work for an agency called Pregnancy Counselling and Support here. So, you know, there is help out there before that decision is made. So we inform them and we're there to help. So there are agencies out there that will help. Even after the birth of the child, you know, there's other agencies there that would be more than happy to help for young mums, older mums, whatever.
So where can someone look to find out more?
Okay, websites, Pregnancy Counselling and Support have their own website, and Rachel's Vineyard certainly has its own website, and that's rachelsvineyard.org.au. And as far as pregnancy counselling is concerned, you just have to Google that and it'll come up, Pregnancy Counselling and Support. And with the Rachel's Vineyard website, depending on what state you're in, there's help in every state, except South Australia, I'm sorry to say. We still haven't got someone to start up there. But even so, you know, they can ring any of the numbers that are on that website and, you know, someone will speak to them.
And there you go. If you're in South Australia and you're hearing this and you're interested in that sort of work, then get in touch.
Yes, please. it'll be great to have a site in every capital city. And unfortunately, yes, Adelaide's the only one we've had a struggle with getting someone to get that started.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Anne, and for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Sarah. It's great to be able to talk to you and also get the word out there that there is help after abortion.
That was Anne Sherston speaking about hope and healing after abortion. For more information about Rachel's Vineyard, visit rachelsvineyard.org.au. And for more talks, interviews and shows, visit cradio.org.au. Radio.org.au.